You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Good to have you joining us here at Breakout Radio Church. What a wonderful day it's going to be here at Breakout Radio Church. And Gene and I, we are absolutely delighted to have you with us today. And joining us, Gene Gentry here. Gene's going to be a great day at Breakout Radio Church.
It is. Welcome, Breakout family. So happy to have you joining us today. It's going to be a great day.
Yes, we are. And, of course, we're a church without walls, and we are now in our second year of Breakout Radio Church. Gene and I, we have been in, we've been married 56 years, been in ministry 50 years, and here we are being able to have a church that with members all across America and around the world. Well, how exciting is that?
It's very exciting.
That is very exciting. Yes. We are broadcasting on bpnradio.com, and we are excited about what God is going to do today here at Breakout Radio Church. And in just a few moments, Gene, we're going to welcome a few new members here. But first, we're going to pray and want everybody to join us wherever you may be, wherever you may be. And, you know, it's just amazing that people can come to church with us every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Central Time. And just join us wherever they may be, that you may have your smartphone in your pocket or your purse, or you may be driving down the road, or I don't know, you may be in a hospital room, or I don't know, or you may be out on the beach. But it's great. Yes, we're excited today, aren't we, Gene?
We're very excited about what God is doing.
Yes, we are. Father, Gene and I set ourselves in agreement with church members or those who may be visiting Breakout Radio Church all across America and around the world, different nations of the world. And we're going to have church together today. It's going to be a wonderful day. We just ask, Holy Spirit, that you come and anoint the worship, anoint the praise and worship, anoint the word, and we just pray that the will of God be done today. We pray you'll anoint our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, and our hearts to receive today, in Jesus' name. Gene, why don't we welcome some new members at Breakout Radio Church before our spiritual grandson Leland. Our spiritual grandson's going to lead us in praise and worship today.
Wow, that's exciting too.
Yeah, it is. Welcome some new members.
Yes, welcome to the new members. We're so excited about having you joining us, Breakout Radio Church. And we'd like to welcome Virginia from Greenville, Texas, Beth from Oklahoma City, Carolina from Lubbock, Charlotte from Detroit, Michigan, Elizabeth from Denton, Texas, Sandra from Fort Worth, Texas, Peter from Kohima, India. Wow, all the way from India. Misty from West Monroe, Louisiana. Kim from Vine Grove, Kentucky. Sandra from Boynton Beach, Florida. And Linda from Greenville, Texas. Russell from Arrington, Tennessee. Ricky from Quinlan, Texas. Lisa from Mesquite, Texas. Kaylin from Glenmora, Louisiana. Welcome to all of our new members all of our members today.
Welcome.
Yeah, so thankful for all of you.
Yes, we are. And by the way, speaking of our members, I am now holding your names in my hands. And I have called every one of your names today in prayer. Every member I called today, I called your name in prayer. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, just go to bpnradio.com. There's a link there. or breakoutradiochurch.com, and there is a membership link there. So we bless you in Jesus' name. If you're visiting the church, we bless you as well. Well, in 1999, we met this young man. He was 11 years old, and his name is Leland. We're so proud of our spiritual grandson, Leland. And he's going to lead us in some praise and worship today. So let's get ready. Here we go. Here's Leland, and we're gonna praise and worship him today. Hallelujah! You have two hands to lift up. Just lift up your hands. We're gonna worship and praise him today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you very much, Leland, for that. And we are we're so very, very thankful that for his glory, we have come to this earth. We could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here we are living today, 2018. It's a new year, a new day, new dreams, new visions. And I'm excited about what God is doing in our lives and what God is doing at Breakout Radio Church. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 8, reading from the New King James Version. I'm going to preach a while this morning, and then we're going to pray. 2 Kings chapter 8, here's what it says. Then Elisha spoke to the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, "Arise and go, you and your household, and stay wherever you can, for the Lord has called for a famine. And furthermore, it will come upon the land for 7 years." So the woman arose and did according to the saying of the man of God. And she went with her household and dwelt in the land of the Philistines 7 years. It came to pass at the end of 7 years, that the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to make an appeal to the king for her house and for her land. Now the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, "Tell me, please, all the great things Elisha has done." Now it happened, as he was telling the king how he had restored the dead to life, that there was the woman whose son he had restored to life, appealing to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, "My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life." And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed a certain officer for her, saying, "Restore all that was hers, and all the proceeds of the field from the day that she left the land until now. You know, church, this is an amazing story concerning God's time versus man's time. This woman that I just read about in 2 Kings chapter 8 had received a miracle prayer from the prophet Elisha and had responded to the prophecy given by the prophet that there was coming a famine that was going to last for 7 years. So she responded to the word of the Lord and moved out of her homeland to the land of the Philistines. But the Bible says in the meantime, she lost her farm. She lost her land. And finally, after 7 years, when the famine was over, she came back home, but her land was gone. Her farm was gone. Her farm had been taken. Apparently, the taxes had not been paid on the land, so probably the government repossessed the land. So there she was when she came back. Her land was gone. Her farm was gone. So she knew that she had to make an appeal to the king to get her land back. So she made an appointment with the king to make her appeal. And on the very day of her appointment, the king had requested a meeting with Gehazi, who was Elisha, the prophet's assistant, to ask him to tell him some stories. Boy, I love stories. Ask him to tell him some stories about the prophet's miracles. While he was telling the story about Elisha raising the boy from the dead, at the very moment that he was telling this story, this woman appeared for her appointment. This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And as he was telling the story, the woman was escorted into the office of the king at the very time that he was telling this very story about this woman and her son who had been raised from the dead. At the very moment she showed up. And as Gehazi was telling this story, he said to the king, "There she is now. The woman that I'm talking about, there she is." At that very moment, she showed up. Now, we can all know today that this was a Kairos moment. Kairos meaning God time or a God moment. And that woman had waited for 7 years to get her land back, her farm back. And at the very exact moment, exactly the moment that Gehazi was telling the story, she came in for her appointment and told the king the story, and the king listened to her in amazement and not only gave her land back, said, "I'm going to give you your farm back, your land back, but I'm going to give you all of the money that has been made from the crops for the past 7 years." This is amazing. That happened not in her time, but in Kairos time. That means God time. Kairos means God time, which in the Greek means opportune time, appointed time, set time, proper time. And of course, that Greek word is taken from Colossians 4 and 5, where it says redeeming the time. So Kairos is Greek for God time. This woman came at the very moment. If she'd came a day early, a day late, if she'd came any other time, maybe even a few hours early, she would not have had the favor of the king, but she came at the very moment, the God moment that Elisha was telling the story. This is amazing. And she did not come in Chronos time. Now, Chronos in the Greek means a chronological time. And that's taken from Acts 1 and 7. It's not for you to know the time or the season, the chronological time. So God does not operate according to chronological time. He operates according to Kairos time. And that means God time. That means that he has a time for everything to happen. The Bible said that he makes everything beautiful. Ecclesiastes, he makes everything beautiful in his time. So I'm encouraging today, church, that we must not be reluctant to wait on him. Now, I want to tell you, there is a difference today between hesitating and waiting. Hesitate means to pause or be reluctant to do something. But wait means a delay in action until a particular time. I call it a divine delay until God's timing is set in place. And so what we have to do is we have to wait We have to wait for a rainbow word from the Lord. That's a word from the Lord. And then we wait for the proper time, the proper timing of that word. And so the Bible tells us that we must not be anxious concerning the prophecy, the prayers, the promises that we have received from God. We must wait for Kairos moments. We must wait for Kairos time, which means the appointed time, opportune time, set time, proper time. We must all know today that He's making it all beautiful in His time. And so today I know that some of you may be very anxious about life, about how it's all going to happen. But the Bible tells us that we are not to be anxious. We're not to be fretful. We're not to be worried. We're not to be uneasy. We're not to be fearful. We're not to be troubled. We're not to be bothered. We're not to be disturbed. We're not to be nervous. We're not to be fretful. We're not to be worked up or edgy, have our stomach in knots, jittery, antsy, apprehensive, or disturbed about things that we believe are supposed to happen. And so many times we get all anxious saying, God, why has it not happened? And we sometimes refuse to wait on the Kairos time, God's timing. We've refused to wait on His promises. And, you know, remember that God needs your cooperation, but He does not need your help in making prayers or prophecies or promises come to pass. You know, when Gene and I were traveling in ministry on a weekly basis, we always prayed about where we were supposed to minister. And for over 30 years, we traveled to different churches, different cities, different states, different nations. And back in 2012, I remember, we scheduled a weekend with Austin Cathedral in Austin, Texas, where Bill Hart is the pastor. And we scheduled that meeting for the second week of April 2013, starting on a Friday night. And several weeks before that, before we were scheduled to come, we sold our home, we scheduled our move, and the house we were going to lease came available, and the moving van arrived, and all of it came together so that we moved on the very day that I was supposed to minister in Austin, Texas. We got everything unpacked about 5 o'clock. It was amazing. And the moving van returned and everything put back in the storage. We were all in our home on the second week of April 2013. And I had time to get to the Friday night service as it began at 7 o'clock. That's called Kairos time. We scheduled that the meeting months before, but on the very day that we were to minister, we moved to Austin. We got everything ready, and we opened our new season in Austin, Texas, by ministering at Austin Cathedral, where we are members today, right on the very moment. It's called Kairos. So the Bible said the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. So why are so many of us struggling so much with prayers that have not been answered according to our own timing? There's Kairos time, that's God's time. Then there's Chronos, or chronological time, that's our time. And we are not to operate according to our timing because we do not know what is best for us. We do not know when things should happen. And so many times we try to force things. We try to force things to happen according to our time. We struggle. We worry, we fret, and sometimes we even take matters into our own hands, just like Abraham did. Remember what God said to Abraham? He said, I'm going to make your seed. He took him out one starry night, and He said, Abraham, I want you to look up, and every star you see represents one of your children or your grandchildren. I'm going to make your seed just like the stars of the heaven. And God promised that to Abraham. But Abraham was an old man and Sarah was an old woman. And, you know, he said, God, this is impossible. I'm going to try to make it happen. And so Sarah cooperated with her husband, and he had a baby by another woman, not waiting on the right timing. And today, here in 2018, we are still suffering because Abraham tried to bring a prophetic word, a promise from God to pass. He was not willing to wait. And so an Ishmael was brought forth. Ishmael was born. And today we are still having struggles. We're still having warfare between the seed of Isaac and the seed of Ishmael, because Abraham was not willing. Eventually, Sarah did have a baby when she was 90 and he was 100. God did bring it to pass, but things got all out of order because he was not willing to wait. And there is a danger, church. There is a danger in us today taking a word from God or a promise from God or maybe even a prayer that we have prayed and trying to make it happen, trying to bring it into our timing. That's called chronos time, chronological time. But there is a kairos time, and that is a God time when everything comes to pass. But we pray, and then when God does not respond, then we try to take everything into our own hands. Remember the words of that country singer Garth Brooks from his song Unanswered Prayers. The song says, sometimes she was the one I wanted for all times. Each night I prayed that God would make her mine. I would never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he doesn't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And I know that's a country song, but sometimes God can speak to us even through a country song. And so Garth Brooks wrote the song Unanswered Prayers, talking about being in love with that high school girl and praying that God would make her his. But after a while, he met the woman that God had prepared for him. And when he saw her later, he was thanking God for unanswered prayers. So some of you praying prayers that may not be the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life. You pray these prayers and you say, well, I just have a good feeling about that. You cannot follow your feelings because your feelings will play tricks on you. Oh, I just felt good about that. I just felt good about her. I just felt good about him. I just felt good about moving there. And sometimes we can miss the will, plan, and purpose of God. And sometimes it can take weeks or months or years to recover from those wrong choices. So we cannot work it out. We cannot figure. Figure is a good Texas verb. We cannot figure it out with our own minds. You know, Glenn Campbell, speaking of country singers, Glenn Campbell sang that song, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, one of my favorite country songs of all times. He said, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. You know, Gene and I, we tried to get to Phoenix in 1985. We were praying and we didn't have a word from God, but we felt good about going to Phoenix and starting a church. We were living, pastoring a church in Oklahoma City, knew that our season was up there. So we decided, well, we don't know what to do next, so we'll just try to make it happen. So we packed our stuff in our car to go and scout out Phoenix, Arizona. We just imagined ourselves living there in the summertime and the wintertime, and particularly the wintertime, and sitting out by the pool and drinking RC Cola and cheese nachos, eating cheese nachos and enjoying the wonderful Phoenix winters. And we just start a church there. So we decided that we would go there. We had some friends in Rockwall, Texas. We told them what we were planning on doing. They said, well, come by and see us if you will, and before you go on to Phoenix. So Gene and I started for Phoenix. On the way, Gene turned to me and said, Dale, we're not moving to Phoenix, Arizona. We're moving to Rockwall, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas, Texas. And I looked at her and said, what do you mean? She said, we're going to go work with our friends. I said, you mean serve on a staff, not be the senior pastors or the lead pastors of a church? She said, that's right. And so I said, well, if it's God, he'll speak to us. And that very night, our friend David Shibley came out and greeted us as we drove up, said, Dale, pastor's waiting for you, and he's going to turn the service to somebody else, and he wants you to go out to his house, and he wants to talk to you about something. So Gene and I followed him out to their home. We sat down with he and his wife, and He said, Dale, I believe it's the will of God that y'all move to Rockwall. I was stunned because Gene had said those exact words earlier that day. So Glenn Campbell wrote, by the time I get to Phoenix, that's where we were headed. We were headed to Phoenix with Glenn Campbell, but we never got there. Because we heard from God and we knew it was a Kairos moment. So Gene and I moved there for a couple of years, and God opened the door to the nation and the nations of the world from our short time in Rockwall, Texas. We could have missed God. We could have determined, well, this is Chronos time, and we could have produced an Ishmael, and we could have missed the dance. So as believers today, we must wait on God's timing. If you're praying for a husband, you got to wait on God's timing for a husband. You got to wait on God's timing for a wife. You got to wait on that Kairos moment to start a business, to launch out into full-time ministry, to move to another home or another city or to another church, and or to purchase that home, or to resign that position and go to another position. You must understand that every move you make, we can't live on the edge, but we got to realize that every move we make has to be in God's timing. Kairos. And some of you are troubled today. You're on edge today. Your stomach is in knots because you're saying, well, I just don't know what to do next. I don't know. What do we do when we don't know what to do? We rest in the word that God has given us. One word from God, and I've preached this and taught this for so many, many years, that one word from God can change our lives forever. But we also must know that if God's will and that prophecy, that word from God, that promise does not come into proper alignment with God's timing, then it will not work. God makes it beautiful in His timing. When His will and His time kiss each other, then it becomes beautiful. And so we don't need to bring forth a word out of season, out of proper season, out of proper timing. You know, I was thinking back a couple of days ago about a prophecy that I received in 1986. Gene and I were ministering in a church near in the Los Angeles, California area. And as I was getting ready to preach, there was a young man at the piano, and he was singing. And I wasn't paying much attention. I was just getting ready to stand up and begin to minister to that congregation. They're in the Los Angeles area. And as this man from South Africa was singing, I clearly heard the voice of the Lord saying, one day you will minister in South Africa. I wrote it down. I began to declare it. When you get a word from God, you write it down, and then you hear it, you see it, then you begin to speak it. We create our worlds by the words that we speak. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So I wrote that word down. One day I'm going to minister in South Africa. So here we are, 32 years later. I still have not ministered in South Africa. But this past Tuesday, as I was preparing to share prophetic words on Prophetic Tuesday on bpnradio.com, every Tuesday at 10 a.m., I have a prophetic session using the prophetic anointing that God has given me as a prophetic voice, as a prophet of the body of Christ. And I take people's names that leave their name, city, and state on Facebook. And as I was starting my prophetic session this past Tuesday morning, there was a word, there was a request from a person, a lady in South Africa, asking for a prophetic word. Immediately, the Holy Spirit spoke to me that this person would be my representative in South Africa. Now, I don't know her. I've never heard of her. But that word that I received, I knew was a rainbow word, and it confirmed the word that I'd received in 1986, 32 years before. And that lady by the name of Chantel was going to represent me in South Africa. on behalf of South Africa. And I prophesied, I got this prophetic word that one day she'd be giving reports on bpnradio.com on my behalf. And she was about to be a representative for me in South Africa. Now, a representative is a person chosen to act or speak for another. A person chosen or elected to speak on behalf or act on behalf of others, an official mouthpiece. And the Holy Spirit said to me, that word's going to come through this surrogate woman, Chantel, that is going to speak on your behalf, be an official mouthpiece, so I don't have to get on a plane and fly for hours at a time to minister in South Africa. She's already there waiting to speak on my behalf. Now, I tried to work it out several times. I tried to talk to people about ministering in South Africa, and I have had invitations to go to South Africa, but I knew it was not the proper timing. I knew that that would have to be a Kairos time. I could have made it into a Chronos time, working it out on my own timing. And I have to confess today that there's times that I've struggled in order to think, I've got to go to South Africa. I've got to make that happen. But it became evident that it was not necessary for me to make that journey. I had a mouthpiece there in place, and the Holy Spirit had been preparing her for all these years. Isn't God awesome? God is awesome. And so sometimes it does not happen the same week or the same month or the same year. Gene, I have a special friend that we've been praying for two or three years with about God giving him a godly wife. And sometimes he struggles and says, I don't know if it's ever going to happen or not. I said, yes, it will. Won't happen in our time, but will happen in God's time. That's why we must rest and not be weary, church, in well-doing. God is so awesome. Don't think for a moment that he's forgotten you. Your names and requests are written on the palm of his hands. And I'm going to tell you on this Sunday that God has great big hands. How big are God's hands? Will you tell me how big God is, and then I'll tell you how big God's hands are. So in just a few moments, I'm going to pray for you. Especially, particularly, those of you today that are trying to make decisions, trying to work out things in your own timing concerning a future husband, a future wife, concerning your business, concerning your job, and about whether you're to purchase that home or et cetera, et cetera. And some of you are struggling because you only understand chronos, chronological time. You must look on the you look on the calendar and you say, oh, this must happen before this time. Or you put deadlines on yourself and you try to put deadlines on God. You cannot put God you cannot stress God out because he refuses. You cannot press him out of measure. So if you can't press God out of measure, why should you try to press your own self out of measure? It's only gonna happen in God's time. You know, Gene and I, we decided we was going to buy a new car one time, and we was going to buy, and we wanted a new Buick. And so I went to the bank and had good credit there. And the banker looked at me and said, Dale, I'll loan you money on a Chevrolet, but I won't loan you money on a Buick. I said, what? He said, I'll loan you money on a new Chevrolet, but not on a new Buick. And I could not understand that. I didn't realize that God was speaking through my banker. God, if God can speak through a donkey or a banker, he can speak in many different ways. We don't have to hear God thunder from heaven about do this, do that. You know, we just have that inner peace. We just know in our knower, there's a knower inside of us knowing about God's will and God's timing. So I was angry. I thought, Herod, how dare you tell me what kind of car that I'm going to buy? So Gene and I, we just went ahead. We didn't realize that the Holy Spirit was speaking through our banker. And we went and bought the Buick. It was a beautiful black Buick. Oh, it was wonderful. And we were so proud of it. But evidently, it was what we called a Friday afternoon lemon. It was a lemon. Almost from the very time we bought that new Buick, we had problems. All the time we owned that that Buick, there were problems. Why? Because we were not listening. We thought that we could just go ahead and buy a car. Do you think that God is interested in cars that we drive and cars that we buy and decisions that we make? And my response, church, is yes, 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 yes. God is interested in the car that we drive. He's interested in the house that we live in. He's interested in the job that we're going to work on. And so, you know, when we pray every day, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, that is a very meaningful prayer. That means, God, we want to do your will. We want to live where you want us to live. We want to work where you want us to work. We want to be in relationship with those you want us to be in relationship with. We do not want to operate our lives according to chronological time, what we think is best, because I confess today, even though I've been in full-time ministry for 50 years, I confess today that I don't know what's best for me, and you don't know what's best for you. So I'm going to pray for you this morning. I'm going to pray that for those of you, and particularly that are struggling with decisions about your life. You think, oh, I thought it would have happened by this time. And sometimes you doubt God, and you doubt that you heard from God. That's why you have to nail down when you hear from God and know that it's a promise from God. Jean is having she's having numbness on one side of her face, but she got a word from God that one day she would wake up and all the numbness would be gone on that side of her face. That is a word from God. We don't know the timing of God, but we believe his word. And the Bible says in Psalm chapter 40, they that wait upon the Lord, wait, 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 wait. Somebody say it with me, wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lord, teach us to wait. And so I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray today for those that are struggling, for members of Breakout Radio Church that are struggling today. Maybe you're visiting the church today and you're struggling with decisions and you're wondering, God, why has it not happened? And so you have two choices to make. You can say, well, God, worked this out, so I'm gonna work it out in my timing, chronological time, chronos time. Or you can say, God, I'm going to continue to wait on you. I'm going to wait until you bring my husband to me, my wife to me, that job. I'm going to wait till I know that I'm supposed to make that transition. In Jesus' name. I know what it is to be in the will of God, and I know what it is to get out of the will of God. Gene and I feel like that each of our moves have been in the will of God and the timing of God, except one. One. I knew the day we moved that this was not right, but we'd already made the decision. The movers were already arriving, but I knew. And we moved. And we were there for 2 months, probably the two most miserable months of my ministry. And Gene and I knew we had to go back to where we were, the town that we were, city we were in, not to the same house that had already been occupied, but we had to go back to that place. In those 2 months, I knew I'd missed God. And so God always gives us an opportunity, if we have missed him, to start over. I pray for those of you who are struggling. I pray that you will wait upon the Kairos moment. And for those of you that have missed it, those of you who have moved or whatever you've done out of the will of God, I know that God will give you grace. He'll give you a special grace to start over, to make things right, knowing that even though we miss God, even though we miss God, God is the God of the second chance. And I pray for you today in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, that you will follow him. Wait on him and rest in him in the name of Jesus. And I also pray for those of you today that are waiting on Christ's return. You know, I was reading in James chapter 5, verse 7. This is from the New Life Version. To those who eagerly wait for him, Will he appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation? And I pray for those of you that are eagerly awaiting the second time, the coming of the Lord. And one translation says, Christian brothers, be willing to wait for the Lord to come again. Learn from the farmer. He waits for the good fruit from the earth until the early and late rains come. I pray for those of you that are getting weary in waiting for the return of the Lord. And some of you are saying, when is Jesus coming back? Is he coming back? Are we going to go to heaven? I know that when people die, they go to heaven. But what about people that are still here? Will we get to go to heaven one day? Or will we have to wait until everybody comes back and fights the battle of Armageddon and we are here for 1,000 years? And during that 1,000 years, our loved ones that died and went to heaven, they're telling us how beautiful heaven was. And we have to wait till that 1,000 years to experience heaven. Wait until the kingdom. I know that we'll rule and reign, but we wait until he sets up his kingdom. And we experience that new Jerusalem. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 14, let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And so some of you that were eagerly waiting for the Lord to appear have become quite weary in waiting. And you've gone about and saying, well, I'm just going to go and do my own thing. It doesn't make any difference. I'm tired of waiting. And, you know, I believe that Jesus' disciples, they had these questions. The Bible says in Matthew 24, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered, now that's two different things. The sign of your coming and the end of the age are two different eras. Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. He said, nation going to rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Famines are going to be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in many different places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. But he said, listen now, he said, of that day and that hour that is coming, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. What does he mean? He said, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, be ready, for you do not know the hour he's coming, the hour that you did not expect. And so Paul wrote these words, I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For I say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we will always be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. And so today, I want to tell you that Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? Are you tired of waiting on him? Do you think he's going to come in your timing? No, he could come at any moment, at any time. Are you ready if he would come today? Ladies and gentlemen, Church, I'm here to tell you that eternity is a long, long time. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord if He were to come today? Are you ready to meet the Lord if you were to die today? If not, I want to pray for you. Father, I pray, and would you say this prayer to me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you said that prayer today, if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, you go to bpnradio.com. There's a link there. Or you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com. There's a link there. Or find you a local church. I pray for you right now. And I pray for those of you that are weary. Those of you that are weary in waiting on the Lord, I encourage you today not to be weary in well-doing. For the Lord could descend from heaven any moment with a shout. He could come at any moment. Don't be weary. Wait for Him. Wait for Him. Because your waiting will not be in vain. Eagerly wait for Him who will appear the second time. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I want to give those of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church, I want to give you an opportunity to give your tithes and your offerings, your contributions today. And I want you to know that Gene and I, of course, we're not traveling except for special occasions. We're not traveling. We're here every Sunday, most every Sunday of the year. We're here at Breakout Radio Church to minister to you. As a result, you know, we live by the tithes and the offerings and the contributions of those who are part of this ministry, part of this church. So I want you to get ready to give today. And as you're getting ready to give, I want to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. He said, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. For God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work." Abundance. And the Bible said, Paul went on to say, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower seed to the sower and bread for the eater, what is he going to do? He's going to supply and multiply the seed you have sown." And so, you know, we live by the seed that we have sown. So I want to give you an opportunity today here at Breakout Radio Church to sow, to give your tithes and your offerings. And so your tithe means tenth. That's the first 10%. And those of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church, I trust that you'll be faithful. If this is your church, if you're visiting today and you have another church, then you give your tithe there. But if you are a member of Breakout Radio Church and this is your church and Dale and Gene Gentry are your pastors, then you need to give. And all you have to do to give today is to go to bpnradio.com or breakoutradiochurch.com, and there is a donate button. If it's bpnradio.com, there's a donate button there at the bottom of the page there. And you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. When you go on there, it says PayPal, but you can also use your credit card or you can use your debit card as well. Or if you have a check, You can make that check payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709, Austin, Texas, and the zip code is 78709. I'm going to wait just a moment while you get your tithes and your contributions, your offerings ready to give, and then I'm going to speak a blessing over you. And I trust that you will receive this prayer, and I trust that you'll be faithful in giving of your tithes and contributions. And so I'm going to pray for you in just a moment. I would like to remind you that Sunday services at Breakout Radio Church is 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. And 10 a.m. Central Time. And then, of course, throughout the week, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., every day and night except Saturday night, you can listen to the service and participate, tell your friends, and particularly those that don't have a church or a pastor. And even if they do have a church or pastor, you can tell them to listen, and they can be encouraged. Okay, Gene is coming, and we're going to join hands, and Gene and I are going to we're going to bless you as you give today. And Gene, we have proven God over these years, haven't we?
Yes, we have. God has been faithful. We've been faithful to give and to sow, and God is always faithful to give back.
You see, yeah, we always want to brag on God. We have never missed a house payment or a car payment our 56 years. We started giving the first 10% when we first got married.
Yes, we did.
As teenagers. And we have been faithful all of these years to give. And we have truly proven God. He said, "Prove me if I will not open the windows of heaven." We've proven God, haven't we?
We have, and we appreciate all of you that sow into this ministry, because that's how we make it. This ministry is through your giving, so we're very thankful and grateful.
Yeah, well, yes, we are. Father, Gene and I just bless the people that are giving their tithes and offerings today. We bless them abundantly and bountifully. We ask that you bless them.
Yes.
And it's not just a one-time deal. It's a lifestyle. And so week after week and month after month and year after year, people are proving you. Bless them. Open the windows of heaven today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
As you give, it's been a wonderful day at Breakout Radio Church. God bless you as you give. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for these faithful church members.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Father Gene and I bless our members today. We ask that you bless them.
Yes.
Give them a wonderful week as they go today. Heal them. Restore them. Bless them. And, Lord, we thank you for the Kairos moments as we wait for God's timing. Not taking things in our own hands. We bless the members. We bless you and ask his face to shine upon you. Set up divine appointments, divine connections for your life. We know that every good and perfect will comes from God. And we bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful day. God bless you for coming to Breakout Radio Church. God bless you.
We bless you. We love you.
Yes, we do.